So in this presentation, I will try to show you the project, what's the current state, the features, most used plugins, and which are the main features. OK, so first of all, a quick presentation. I'm Sergi Alvarez. Everybody knows me by my nickname, which is Pancake. I'm the author of Vertu. I live in Barcelona, and I work at NowSecure, which is a company from US, which we basically use different static and dynamic instrumentation tools for analyzing applications and find out privacy issues, like identifying if the application is leaking data, stuff like that, and then generate some reports for the customers and developers to improve the quality of the applications. So I work as a senior mobile security analyst. I like command line tools. I like command text interfaces. I wrote many open source software. So my first goal is basically publishing all the code that all the stuff that I'm doing. So I like free software. And I'm maintaining the whole R2 ecosystem nowadays. So I'm basically focusing on R2, but I also maintain R2 Kidra, R2 Frida, and many other plugins that work with R2. I will have to reduce the font size here. This slide is a little bit crowded. Yeah. So it's a 17-year-old project. So I started this tool basically as a forensic tool. I wanted to recover some files that are lost in a hard drive. The thing is that I was working as a forensic analyst, but I was not going to use the private software that was in the company. So I wrote a simple hexadecimal editor that was able to find some patterns in the disk and then dump like a 1 megabyte from there. After this, I was interested in participating in some CTF and different competitions for reverse engineering. And I found out that there was so many tools that didn't really solve my problem. So starting by, for example, GDB, it was not possible to script it at the time. And typing comments all the time was kind of tedious. And I just wanted to automate many things. Also, there was hexadecimal editors, but it was not possible to extend them with plugins or anything like this. And there was like disassemblers, but object dump is cool, but it's not interactive. And the only interactive tool was private, which is IDA. And anyway, there was no real ecosystem for open source to solve any of these problems at once. And there were so many little tools that were solving one problem, but not really being able to integrate with the rest of the ecosystem or other tools. So I decided to start picking ideas, picking tools, developing everything from scratch. That's why I did R2, because R2 is not depending on anything. So you only depend on POSIX like SLIPC, and all the rest of dependencies are written from scratch, like console handling, readline interface, all the socket interface, parsing libraries, disassembling things, etc. It's licensed under LGPL3. The focus of the project is basically to integrate other tools and be useful for hackers. It's not going to be a general purpose solution for all the problems because, for example, I don't plan to write like disassemblers from scratch. I think that there are better projects for this, so I'm integrating them into R2. Same goes for like Blippoke. It's one of the tools that is able to use from R2. It's fully written in C. I mainly focus on portability because I like the things that I write to run everywhere. So the only option nowadays is C. There is some Rust haters around, but anyway. The thing is that R2 can be can be compiled into WebAssembly, so you can run R2 inside your browser. You can also build it in a statically linked single binary, so you can drop it in a router. This year I plan to port it to a UEFI, so you can run R2 inside your bootloader, and then you don't depend on operating system to use R2, mount file systems, and things like that. So there is some really high constraints on how all the code that are shipping R2. So there is like a CI that is basically verifying everything. There is like a 24/7 fuzzer that is running and finding bugs and fixing them. So my policy is I don't let bugs stay for more than one day. The code cannot contain like set jump or aborts or asserts or anything like this, because if you are doing something in hot, you don't want things to crash or to break. So the idea is that all the code that is running in R2 must be used from a library. So I don't want to use like global variables. I don't want to depend on something that if it's not parsing properly, I don't want to crash. I want if the malloc is failing, I want the program to still run, things like this. So this is the main concerns that I have when I write code for R2. It's developing a single repo, so it's like a But it's separated in different modules. So it's like a big project in one repository, but there is like a bunch of libraries. Each library have like a bunch of plugins. And many of these plugins are integrated or expose interfaces for extending it with scripting languages. So at the end, it's basically like a different layers of capabilities that can be extended pretty easily at different layers. So there is like a command line interface. So you have like a prompt. You can type things. There is like a visual mode, which is basically a list of commands that you execute every time that you press a key. And then you have the panels mode, which is like you can make splits. You can have like different tabs. You can have like different frames and so on. And then there is web interface. There is some people writing graphical interfaces for it, like Yaito, which is the Qt interface for it. For scripting, the easiest way for scripting R2 is R2Pipe, which is basically the simplest interface for interfacing with anything, which is basically you run something, you pass a string with a comment, and then you get the output of the comment as a string. But there is also bindings for the C API. There's automated bindings for Python, for Rust, etc. And there is also support for using these bindings from different scripting languages. So what are the libraries implementing or exposing? So you have the I/O library, which is basically abstracting the access to the I/O. This basically defines how you access like a file. Everything is abstract. This means that a file doesn't need to be anything physical. There is support. I mean,